Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Josu, J-O-S-U-E, Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z. As per the record supplied, Jose Melendez was seen by a nurse practitioner, Brady, B-R-E-D-Y, on 2/24/23. Period, he stated he fell off a 4-foot ladder, injuring his left wrist that morning. Period, he is unable to flex or extend it. Period. He was diagnosed with a closed comminuted Colles fracture of the left wrist. Period. He was begun on Motrin and placed in a sling and apparently a splint. Period. On 2/24/23, he was also seen by Dr. Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, period. He ascertained a history that claimant was a diabetic and a smoker. Period, he diagnosed left carpal tunnel syndrome and left intra-articular distal radius fracture and possible ulnar styloid fracture. Pretty recommended a closed reduction based on the angulation of this fracture. Period. He also recommended operative treatment. Period. On 2/27/23, he reported improvement in his numbness and tingling since the closed reduction and casting. Period. His progress continued to be monitored and he remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph on 3/2/23, Dr. Walsh performed left endoscopic carpal tunnel release, comma, left open reduction internal fixation, distal radius fracture, greater than 3 fragments, intra-articular, unstable. Pair of the post-operative diagnosis were post-traumatic carpal tunnel syndrome of the left wrist and comminuted intra-articular, unstable left distal radius fracture. Pair followed up post-operatively and participated in occupational therapy. Period. On 4/18/23, a CAT scan of the wrist was performed. Period. Insert those results here. On 7/5/23, he underwent removal of his surgical hardware, deep implants. Period. An EMG was done on 11/30/23 by Dr. Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, who noted the findings were consistent with a sensory motor, comma, axonal and demyelinating peripheral neuropathy affecting both upper extremities, period. These were most consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally, period. It was also thought he may have bilateral ulnar neuropathies at the elbow, period. Dr. Walsh followed his progress through 12/11/23, period. He considered the wrist a maximum medical improvement with regards to the bony injury and carpal tunnel release. For the underlying neuropathy, carpal and cubital tunnel is most likely chronic in nature, and he did not think it was work-related. Pretty has had this for quite some time, period. Dr. Walls considered the carpal tunnel syndrome acute on chronic, and that is why this was cared for at the time of his wrist surgery. Period. He released the claimant to perform activities with no restrictions. Period. If he wished to have the carpal and cubital tunnel treated, he could do so outside of the workers' compensation system, as this is trickier based upon his underlying neuropathy. Period. Upon exam, his incision on the wrist was clean, dry, and intact, measuring 7 centimeters in length and 1 millimeter in width. For the carpal tunnel incision, measures 2 centimeters in length and 1 millimeter in width. Period. Wrist motion was excellent, considering the severity of his injury. Pretty is 50 degrees of flexion and 60 degrees of extension, and near full supination and pronation with no gross instability. Pretty has chronic weakness and some atrophy of both the intrinsics bilaterally. Pretty is otherwise distally neurovascularly intact. Pretty, there are no signs or symptoms of CRPS, lymphangitis, or lymphadenopathy. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Actually, before that, he noted review of the nerve testing was consistent with severe carpal tunnel and cubital tunnel and neuropathy. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 2/24/23, Josue Melendez fell onto his left hand while at work. Apparently he was seen that same day, where x-rays identified a fracture. Pretty was placed in a splint and in a sling. Pretty then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Walsh, who initially treated him conservatively. Period on 3/2/23, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period on 4/18/23, he had a CAT scan to be inserted here. Period his surgical hardware was removed surgically on 7/5/23. Pretty participated in occupational therapy. Paired electrodiagnostics found severe carpal and cubital tunnel syndrome bilaterally. Period, and underline this, I believe this suggests he does have underlying systemic neuropathy, since it was not limited to the left hand. Period. At the conclusion of treatment, he had an excellent clinical exam and was cleared to return to unrestricted activities. Period. In the paragraph, this case will be rated for the diagnosis of a fracture of the left distal radius. Period. On 12/11/23, Dr. Walsh commented he was not having much pain in the wrist, but his biggest complaint is persistent numbness and tingling he has in his hands. But he has pretty significant diabetic neuropathy and just had a toe amputated recently. Period. Past surgical history was remarkable for left ring finger partial amputation, partial amputation of the big toe in the left foot, and lumbar spine surgery. Period. I will not rate the carpal tunnel or cubital tunnel. Scratch that. I will not rate the cubital tunnel in this impairment rating for the reasons Dr. Walsh explained. Period. The initial diagnosis was left carpal tunnel syndrome as well as left intra-articular distal radius fracture and possible ulnar styloid fracture. Period. X-rays on 3/16/23 showed excellent alignment of the distal radius fracture. Period. The hardware was in good position with no problems being evident. Period. Callus formation was evident. Period. Diagnosis at this point was left carpal tunnel syndrome as well as fracture of the lower end of the left distal radius and of the lower end of the left ulna. Period. And that is the end.